Thank you and good afternoon. A Georgia resident is currently on life support with no brain activity after an assault that happened in the Garberville area on Saturday. Deputies learned from witnesses that 37-year-old Atlanta resident Kanal Lamb was involved in an argument with a woman in the 700 block of Locust Street. Lamb attempted to remove the woman's child from her car, but he was confronted by four unknown men. The four men had dogs accompanying them and chased Lamb on foot, and it was reported that Lamb fell while he was running and received a head injury from hitting the ground. Lamb was transported via ambulance to the Gerald Phelps Community Hospital, and the sheriff's office was notified on Sunday that Lamb was on life support with no brain activity. The sheriff's office will be investigating the incident as a suspicious death investigation. Yurok Tribal Police remain on scene in the Witchpeck area as they look to finish the marijuana eradication operation that started last Monday. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office finished their end of the operation on Friday. Lieutenant Wayne Hansen said today that 20 search warrants were served in the area, and each area had water diversion and environmental degradation. The environmental part of the investigation is being headed by the California Department of Fish and Wildlife. Hansen also said that 43,000 plants have been eradicated and 1,000 pounds of processed bud have been seized. However, those numbers could continue to grow. Hansen went on to say that in his 30 years of law enforcement experience, commercial grows always stem from money and greed, and those in charge have complete disregard for the environment. The Sheriff's Department will continue marijuana sweep operations across the county through September. On Monday, sheriff's deputies were at another marijuana growing operation located near the Humboldt Redwoods Company timberland in the McCann area. When deputies arrived on scene, 270 growing plants were located and eradicated. No arrests were made as deputies were unable to locate any suspects at the scene. On Sunday morning, sheriff's deputies met with a 55-year-old man with puncture wounds as the result of an assault and robbery in the Lolita area. While waiting for an ambulance, the victim told sheriff's deputies that he was looking into reserving a room at the Bear River Casino with some friends. However, they opted to stay at a residence on Carroll Road. The three men were in the garage area of the residence drinking and smoking marijuana for about a half an hour before two unknown men with masks and hooded sweatshirts entered the garage. The victim heard one of the attackers say the following, "You're not Indian, get off the reservation," and assaulted the man with a large hunting knife, sustaining non-life-threatening wounds to the head and chest area. The suspects also took the victim's wallet and cell phone. Prior to the attack and the robbery, both of the victim's friends fled the scene on foot. The victim was transported to a local hospital for treatment of injuries, and he was unable to provide a description of the suspects. A reminder for motorists and pedestrians that the city of Eureka will be performing sidewalk construction starting Wednesday morning. Construction will start at 7:30 in the morning on the east side of Campton Road going north and south of Fern Drive. A portion of the sidewalk will be closed at the two locations as large industrial vehicles are going to be at the construction sites. Pedestrians and bicyclists are asked to be extremely cautious and make yourself visible to construction workers. Motorists are also asked to drive slowly and be alert for vehicles on the side of the road. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. On Monday, three separate calls to the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office regarding a heard gunshot resulted in the arrest of 32-year-old Covelo resident Anna Roseberry after a dispute over a marijuana garden operation. A 38-year-old male, who had a dating relationship with Roseberry, were disputing over profits earned from the operation at a residence on the Charlie Hurt Highway. Roseberry then produced a .38-caliber handgun and shot the man in the groin area, ordering him to leave the property afterwards. The victim fled the scene and made a call for medical aid on Highway 162 and admitted to deputies that he had a knife for self-defense, but he did not brandish it at Roseberry, nor did he threaten to attack. Deputies arrived to the residence and discovered two firearms, including the weapon used, and 200 marijuana plants along with several pounds of processed bud were seized as well. Roseberry was booked into jail on multiple charges, including assault with a firearm. On Monday, Humboldt Sheriff Mike Downey announced the promotion of two new sheriff sergeants as a result of funds for Measure Z. Tony Gomes and Greg Allen were promoted to sergeants, and between the two, they boast a combined 33 years of law enforcement experience. Downey also mentioned that 5 new deputies are currently in the field training program and will be added to the staff upon completion. The new hires also come as a result of Measure Z funding. 3 more deputies are expected to be hired and will go through the same process by the end of August. And that's the news on this Tuesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.